Okay, so the adage, Gator, you've always said, I don't understand it, but it is, don't make a trade within the division. Don't make a trade within the division. We have our first big game of the season coming up. They're all pretty big. I mean, but this is a big one. This is Minnesota and Detroit, two teams atop the NFC North. And of course, they did make a trade. Their GM, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, and our GM, Brad Holmes, they weren't afraid to make a trade within the division.
Correct.
And the Lions traded the pick at 32 and the pick at 34. And I believe it was a later pick involved as well. I can't remember which round it was. It's a third rounder. Okay. Sorry, it was a third rounder. To the Vikings for number 12 and number 46. The net that the Vikings walked away from that trade was a disappointing Lewis scene. They ended up moving 34 for Ed Ingram, a guard that does play for them. And Andrew Booth, who's gone, the corner. And the third rounder, they got a backup linebacker with one tackle this year. So basically, they got one starter out of it in Ed Ingram. The Lions, net from that trade, was they got Jameson Williams and Josh Pascal. So we will see on display their guard and a backup linebacker against Jameson Williams and Josh Pascal. If Pascal has a huge game, then my guess is that will come up in Minnesota. If Pascal picks up the slack.
It might.
Yep.
It might. Yeah, but I've never understood in any sport why you wouldn't trade within division. If you think that trade's going to help your team, mm-hmm. make you better, take you where you want to go, then do it.
Yeah, it's one of those deals that it's like you're scared to get burned because you'll see it. It'll be thrown in your face right. Every time you face that team.
Which any good GM will say, I don't care. You know, I'm going to make good trades. I'm going to make bad trades. Nobody's perfect. You're going to make some mistakes. But if you feel confident that what you're going to do is going to better your team, do it.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Terrence in Detroit, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Terrence.
Happy Friday, fellas. How we doing?
We're doing great, Terrence.
As it relates to the Max Crosby scenario, I believe it was Antonio a few calls ago that said he was torn. I'm torn, too, but I'm like 65-35. Don't trade because it's not worth what the asking price is going to be. We don't even know what the asking price would be, but I know it's too much. Like, we've seen the Niners give up first rounders. The Browns have done it, and they just haven't gotten it done. Yeah, sure, the Niners remain in the convo, but they never get the trophy. And Rams did it. Yeah, but that's one lone example. You know, sometimes I feel like revisionist history causes us to feel like something is more common and easy to do than it actually is. And I don't have anything against Max. He's obviously putting up better numbers as far as over his career than Hutch, but I just don't know that regardless I'm ready to give up three picks, regardless of where the picks lie in that round, for a player that's on a different defense where he's phenomenal on that defense because it was structured for him.
Would you do it for two first-round picks and a fourth-round pick?
Two first-round picks and a fourth. I think it was Doug, one of you guys said, for any first round we're giving up, we need to get something on the back end, some type of compensatory mm-hmm. pick, because that's when Brad Holmes likes to cook. But I just don't know that I'm ready to give up that type of capital because okay. we're trending in the right direction. I would hate to be trending in the right direction and then off of a limb that he could fit in this defense, end up setting ourselves back. Right? Like I've seen, and I know he's not a quarterback, but just – we've seen it back-to-back when Trent Green goes out, Kurt Warner comes in, leads him to the Super Bowl. Bledsoe goes out, Brady comes in. Again, I know he's not a quarterback, but revisionist history makes us think that stuff like that happens more commonly than not, where it's easy to replace someone that molds and gels a team. And I just don't think that Hutch is that replaceable, not even from a guy that's putting up better numbers, if that makes sense.
You know, Terrence, there's more than one way to a Super Bowl. The only path to the Super Bowl doesn't go through Max Crosby. It seems like an obvious one, and it's in our face, and it's something worth talking about for sure, but that's not the only way. So I'm very hopeful that Brad Holmes will do what Brad Holmes does, which is typically something very smart, and go get somebody that will help them increase their chances of getting there. Jesse and Pontiac, you're next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. All right. Yeah, I was kind of calling about that same point. Like the other day, Mike was talking about how we shouldn't accept you know, mediocrity, and we should ask for more from Holmes and these guys, like to go out and get one of these guys and do this. But, you know, at the same time, when we traded Hockenson to Minnesota, he was all about where, they've decided to tank and we're going nowhere if they do this. He's our playmaker. And that was the stepping stone that's gotten us to where we are now. That was the turnaround point. And I think that if Brad Holmes thinks we need this Crosby to win the Super Bowl, that he's going to get him. And if he thinks we can do it without, but he's not just giving up on this team.
No.
And, you know, rolling over.
No. No, I don't think he is. I think I've said all along, I don't expect them to make a massive move here. But, you know, if the Crosby thing actually becomes a reality and it, you know, there's a lot of noise, but it doesn't sound like any of it's actually coming from the Raiders themselves, then, but if they do, if they think that they can pull this trade off and not handcuff themselves too far moving forward, that'd be awesome. But still expect it to be something else that's more Tim Patrick-y than Max Crosby.
He's amazing.
So we shall see. Sean in New Baltimore. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. Great show.
How are you?
A quick one on this. I think people are getting too hung up on the scope of the trade that we're talking about. If the Lions, you know, not saying they would, but stub their toe and the best they do for the next 3 years is get a wild card spot, their first round pick is almost the end of the list anyway. It's almost a second round pick, right?
Yep.
Well, yeah, I mean, it'd be in the
top
20s.
Of the second round pick, yeah, but yeah.
They win the Super Bowl.
But it's at the bottom. They're not getting Matt Stafford or Caleb Williams. They're not even seeing those guys.
I could see Jordan Love.
Yeah, true. But that's what I mean. I don't think people should be so afraid just because it's called a first round pick.
It depends how many of them you want to give up, though. I mean, that's and again, none of this matters unless he's available. Unless Max Crosby is available. If we get a story that breaks over the weekend, if you get a, you know, Schefter drops something or Jay Glazer drops something and says, you know, the Raiders are actually relaxing on their stance and they're open for business, let the bidding begin for Max Crosby. And we'll see just how serious teams are. And do I think the Lions should be serious? Yes. But I have a limit. I have a threshold of how far you can go. But none of us knows right now. You don't know if he's available. I feel like it's not even worth talking about unless you know he is available. The problem is Max opened up his mouth the other day. And he said...
Forlorn Max
said he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild and he wants to win now. He plays to win now. That's how he plays the game, is to win right now. And when you say things like that, it's open to interpretation that maybe he wants to get out of there because are the Raiders in win now mode? Absolutely not.
All right, let's pick some games. All right, here we go. Last week, 2-4 from me, 4-2 from Gator. I'm doing better, way better in college than the NFL. You're doing excellent in the NFL. Both of us 4-2 with our locks. I will start. Game I'm going to be at tonight, Purdue and Oregon in West Lafayette.
Here we go.
The travel plus Ryan Brown now making plays with his feet for Purdue. I will take the Boilermakers plus the 29.5.
Doug, will you storm the field if they just cover?
Yep.
I will go with a big game being played at Louisville tomorrow. Miami, one of the top teams in the country. They're going to have to continue to show that they are worthy of that kind of moniker. They're only giving up 5 points. Louisville is a kind of a scary team. You never know which one you're going to get. But Miami needs to show everybody that they belong there. I don't think giving up the 5 points is enough to take Louisville. I like Miami -5.
Next one, a get-right game for Rutgers and their offense going up against a UCLA team that has struggled. They have yet to score 20 points in a game this year. I'll take Rutgers -4.5.
I will stay in the Big Ten.
Oh, that's my car house lock of the week. Sorry. My
okay.
Bad.
I like that.
Go ahead.
Staying in the Big Ten, Wisconsin is giving up 8 points at Northwestern. For the 63 people that get to watch that game, there might be an advantage. Not really. Wisconsin would travel anyway. Wisconsin just beat the hell out of a team last week. They're playing really well right now. I think the 8 points is no problem. Northwestern isn't anything special. It's my shoot the boot lock of the week. Wisconsin -8 at Northwestern.
Big 12 rivals Cincinnati and Arizona State match up. down at Nippert Field. Isn't that where Cincy plays? I'll take the Bearcats minus the 5.5 at home against the Sun Devils.
Lastly, Doug, I'm going to stay in the Big Ten. Nebraska is at Indiana. The over-under set at 49 points. Seems a little low for a team like Indiana that scores a ton of points. Nebraska's able to put points on the board, and Indiana's defense, well, they can give up some points. I love the over 49.
All right, let's shift gears and go to the NFL. Put my money where my mouth is. Don't like playing the local teams, but I really like Detroit plus the point that they are getting at Minnesota.
Bengals are at Cleveland. We discussed earlier in the week how this is just one of the lowest ticket prices to get in the NFL schedule this weekend. It's the Battle of Ohio. I feel like Cincinnati fans are going to flood Cleveland because all the Cleveland people are spending their money on the ALCS. Bengals minus 5.5. I love it.
At home, San Francisco is hosting Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. I like the 49ers here minus a point.
The Jets are at the Steelers. That's right. Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams and company, they're taking on Pittsburgh. I'm not going to say Pittsburgh is going to win this game as much as I hate the Jets. What I am going to say is that the over 39 is in play for this one. I think we're going to see some offensive fireworks despite these teams really not showing so much.
Over 39. What is it? Over 30?
Over 39.
Okay. My final one, Rams hosting Las Vegas. Rams getting healthier. I'll take the Rams minus the 7 at home.
Lastly, Doug, Baltimore is at Tampa Bay. Baltimore giving up 3.5 points in this one. I just think Baltimore is one of the best teams in football. Tampa Bay is so Jekyll and Hyde, and I just see Baltimore winning this game by perhaps even more than a touchdown. So giving up 3.5 is not that hard to do.
Oh, there you go. Those are our picks. Kang loves a pick every week and hates on one. Which one do you like the most this week?
Doug, I like your Cincy pick minus 5 against Arizona State. That would have been my Cocker house lock, but okay. I really like that pick.
All right. Which one do you not like the most?
All right. I'm sticking with Cincinnati. Gator, I don't like the Bengals minus 5.5 at Cleveland. This is my reason why. That just seems too obvious, and this is the NFL, so I'm going the other way with it. I think some freaky stuff happens every week. This might be one of those games. I'll take the 5.5 with the Browns.
There you go. Those are picks. Do with them what you will.